China is a land of change with a diverse and ancient culture. Not surprisingly, amid the tumult of modern development, some traditions are threatened with extinction. Commentator Anne McBride Norton, who lives in China, found one young man who is trying to save an art form.
Huling Yi looks like a rock star. A lanky muscle body in tight jeans and sleeveless t-shirt, handsome angular face, longish hair. In fact, he's a fine musician who plays for us the guitar he learned while serving in the Chinese army. Though he looks like a rock star, Ling Yi's life has taken an entirely different path. After the army, he was admitted to a prestigious Beijing music conservatory, but lack of funds for tuition forced a return to his small village and a grinding life of manual labor. Then a few years ago, the birth of his son changed everything. Connecting Ling Yi in a deeper way to family tradition and inspiring him to learn Ba Sha Shi Yue, an ancient folk music played by his father and his father before him. Ba Sha Shi Yue was born in the red clay villages of the Naxi ethnic minority who have lived for more than 1,000 years in what is now China's Yunnan province. Unlike most other folk traditions, the music is played in a full orchestral setting, making it among the oldest forms of orchestra music in the world. The kind of instruments that make up the orchestra were a gift to the Naxi king from Kublai Khan, the Mongol conqueror who came through this area in 1253. Naxi musicians adopted the Mongol instruments, ranging from a simple wooden flute to a string instrument held face down like a cello. The musicians then used the instruments to incorporate and adapt Naxi folk tunes, creating a tradition uniquely their own. Over the centuries, Ba Sha Shi Yue steadily declined as the spread of sophisticated Chinese Taoism music reduced the tradition to an inferior status as backward and rural. Then the Cultural Revolution decimated much of what was left of the tradition. Today, no more than about 50 people can play the tunes, and Ling Yi's father is one of only a few Ba Sha Shi Yue masters who remain. The dancing that once accompanied the music has been lost forever. Perhaps reflecting the hardship of ancient times, Ba Sha Shi Yue contains no peppy tunes or happy jigs. Each song is a sad lament that sometimes sounds discordant to Western ears. Many of the words tell tragic tales of Naxi mythic history. A princess locked away to die because she and her lover betray the king, a lost battle so devastating that the rivers run with blood. But as Ling Yi and his father strike up a mournful tune with a few of their friends, the mood in the village courtyard is decidedly not melancholy. Their faces shine from the sheer joy of making music and from the satisfaction of preserving an ancient art form, not in a faraway museum, but in the red clay villages in which it was born.
Commentator Anne McBride Norton sends her stories from China.